It's Thursday, April 24, 2025.
New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has scientists ringing alarm bells about the health of the world's oceans.
Largest coral bleaching event on record, impacting 84% of the world's reefs.
They want to mine coal. That's what they love to do.
Trump says he loves coal miners, even while cutting programs that protect miners. Plus, Trump White House guts funding for federal climate and weather research.
All that gutting and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Evidently, Trump wants to convince the world that climate change is a good thing.
All that is bad is now good. War is peace. Hate is love. Higher prices or lower prices. And that thing where you bite the inside of your cheek and then you can't stop biting the exact same spot all day long. Is now brunch.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, pretty big news this week that would, in the old days, have brought out NOAA and all kinds of scientists ringing alarm bells. Not quite as much under Donald Trump.
No, sadly. Mm-hmm. But what we're talking about is globally, the world's coral reefs are in the midst of the fourth and largest global bleaching event ever recorded in history. That's according to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this week. The researchers found that bleaching level heat stress has impacted 84% of the world's coral reef area.
84%.
Bleaching occurs when heat stress causes the coral to expel algae that gives it its vibrant colors, weakening the coral. Last year was the hottest year on record due to man-made global warming, and much of that heat is absorbed by the oceans. That is deadly to corals, which are key to the seafood supply, tourism, and protecting coastlines from erosion.
Hey, I'm just glad there are still any scientists left at NOAA to come out with this finding.
Good point. The Trump administration has eliminated funding for the U.S. Global Change Research Program, a potentially fatal blow to the National Climate Assessment, a report mandated by Congress every 4 years that informs policymakers on the accelerating impacts of man-made climate change. Last week, NOAA reported that atmospheric levels of climate warming carbon dioxide jumped by a record amount in 2024, but the Trump administration buried that announcement, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump White House's proposed budget eviscerates the nation's weather and climate science agencies and its research and effectively breaks up NOAA, pushing to eliminate all of its climate research and close all of its weather, climate, and ocean research centers. The plan would also slash NASA's science budget in half and shut down a host of Earth science satellites. As Texas meteorologist Justin Ballard explains,
basically anything where the word climate kind of comes up is something that's going to be zeroed out.
Experts warn that the cuts could cripple U.S. industries, particularly agriculture, that depend on free, accurate weather and climate data and analysis, and would devastate weather and climate research as extreme weather disasters. Disasters are growing more frequent, intense, and costly. Congressional Democrats say it's the privatization playbook laid out in the right-wing manifesto Project 2025, which claims NOAA is a source of, quote, climate alarmism.
Well, I heard Donald Trump didn't know anything about Project 2025, had no interest in it whatsoever.
Yeah, right. Although Donald Trump claims that he loves coal miners, his administration has slashed health and safety programs that protect miners. This month, the administration fired nearly all staffers at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health who provide free black lung screenings and assistance to coal miners, effectively closing the program amid a resurgence of black lung disease.
Closing the program and helping to kill miners. Let's be clear about that.
And the Mine Safety and Health Administration, which protects miners against mine safety risks and disasters,
used to,
has now delayed enforcement of a landmark rule limiting miners' exposure to toxic coal dust. The Trump Environmental Protection Agency fired hundreds of staffers working in the Office of Environmental Justice and on other programs that address the disproportionate burden of industrial pollution borne by low-income and minority communities, and they did those firings on Earth Day. Trump's EPA also plans to stop collecting greenhouse gas emissions data from most industrial polluters. And finally, the world is moving ahead without the U.S. United Nations member countries this week reached an historic deal to cut emissions and pollution from the global shipping fleet. The United States did not participate.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.